Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phillies and Yankees tonight after we're off the air. I had Julio on for a half hour, and then Phils and Yanks. Bryce Harper will be playing tonight. So you have that to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, Brycey.
But right now,
Can we get a hit, though? Just hit the ball.
Let's, he can save him for the regular season if he wants.
I don't care if they're... No, I'm not going to go through the whole spring without a hit.
Nah, he'll be all right. He'll be fine. I'm more concerned about the walk-up music in the... But so we have... And listen, we're on a pre-delay. So right now there is 80 seconds, almost 80 seconds until the official start of free agency. We have the official time.
Like that stoplight we were at.
Exactly. Yeah, we're down in, we're in Clearwater, and you know when it's the walk or whatever and it counts down for you, and normally you see 15 seconds? What did it say, 85?
Yeah, it started at 80, yeah. No, yeah, 80? You're right, it started at 90 because it's a minute and 30.
Yeah, I looked over and it said 85, and I'm like, Ike, I've never seen that before. Oh my God, it's only at 70. All right, so we're a minute away from the start of free agency. So literally, in less than a minute, Nelson Agholor will get the $9.375 million guarantee. And I'll give Eagles fans credit, man. They're sticking up for him today.
They're riding with him.
They are. They're riding with him. And I'm trying to find the tweet right now, but someone said that, like, oh, well, that Nelson's significantly better than Jordan Matthews. I'm not so sure about that.
And what? When?
I don't know. I don't know.
If I take Nelson's
2017.
If I take Nelson's best year, is that better than Jordan's best year?
No. Statistically, Jordan has had better years, but I wasn't impressed with those years. All right, we're at 12, 11, 10, 9. Do you count down on New Year's sake? 7.
Of course.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Free agency! There you go. Even though it started 2 days ago. It's official now. Now deals can become official. Now guys can actually sign. Trades can officially happen. And who knows, maybe something does happen here with Tevin Coleman. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Yeah, my opinion is with the Eagles right now, they haven't had an excellent offseason. And I love the Deshaun Jackson trade. I love it. Great move by Howie. He's still got a lot of time. I know he's still got a lot of moves. Malik Jackson, I'm not that big of a fan of it, Ike. I know he makes the defensive line better. I get all that. I know that you have to pay for that. But if they would have drafted better, you would have to worry about giving a guy like that $10 million. He's been on three teams. He's not all that old. There's no doubt he has some talent, but yet Denver didn't re-sign him. The Jags gave him a huge contract. They ended up releasing him. And now the Eagles are signing him a $30 million contract. Like, listen, I'm not going to go kicking and screaming because they signed Malik Jackson. I am going to go kicking and screaming if they don't get a bona fide running back on this team soon and right now.
I feel good about the Tevin Coleman situation for several reasons. A, he's not signed yet, which means he's probably overvalued himself. They had him tabbed as the second best running back on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, his agent is the same agent that represents Le'Veon Bell, who was considered the best running back on the market. So what could be going on right now, because he wasn't signed early, is that teams don't – there are question marks out there about him as to whether or not how a team views him, as whether or not he's a bell cow running back, or is he a complimentary back, right? So then there has to be some discrepancy in his value. And the longer he stays out there, the more the market dries up. Other teams decide, I'm out. I'm going to get a different guy. And then the Eagles are just sitting there. Two things I've noticed. The Eagles haven't signed a running back, and Tevin Coleman hasn't signed anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I said it about the Bryce Harper thing when we got crazy, and rightfully so, about him not wanting to be here and this and that and the other. I said, you know what? He hasn't signed anywhere else.
So and the Eagles can still can still offer Tevin Coleman more money than any of these other teams out there that don't have the need. The Eagles have a need at running back.
Yes.
They have a need at running back, and it's not good enough to have. Everybody wants to say, yeah, just use the rotation. A rotation's fine if you have a legitimate running back as number one. And right now they don't have that guy. Howie, get that guy. 888-729-9494. This will not be a successful offseason until Howie Roseman has to shore up the running back position. He's got to do it. Tevin Coleman's available out there. Go get him. Here's our Marks and Reese Twitter question of the day, brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? Make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, or online, marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles keep Nelson Agholor? He's now guaranteed $9 million, or should they sign him and use the money for Jordan Matthews and other needs? What do you got, Ike?
Couple comparisons when it looks at Tevin Coleman's market value. Now, again, I don't know what he and his agent thinks he's worth, but they just have some comparisons based on what he's done so far in his career, the roles he's played, and his age. Here's the guys. Here are guys that he's being compared to.
Okay,
Jerick McKinnon, Carlos Hyde, Deion Lewis, Isaiah Crowell. So those are guys. Jerick McKinnon got a big deal from San Francisco last year.
But he got hurt.
Yeah, so they're basically saying his value is somewhere in the contract length of 3 to 4 years. Total value of $19 million, okay. Average salary of $5
million. Hmm.
Now.
Hey.
Again, that's reasonable to
where's
me.
Where's my pen?
Right? That's now he
where do
may,
I sign that?
He may think he's worth more than that.
Well, but I
think he's worth more than that.
As we pointed out, there's not a lot of teams that are desperate. It almost seems like he could be signed as kind of a second running back on a team that needs a good balance to a Jordan Howard type.
I got to tell you, I would give him a very similar deal that Ingram just got and give him extra year.
Right now.
I would give him four years.
4 for 20.
Yeah.
He's I would
give him
the 4 years.
Yes.
4 for 20 right now.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Guaranteeing 10, whatever, 12, 13, 15, whatever you need to do, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, whatever you need to do.
How he takes care of that stuff.
Yeah, but that's the type of deal I would look to give him.
Right now, can you get Roadshow to retweet this? I can't believe that this is actually what people are saying. Keeping Nelly at $9 million or signing Jordan Matthews and getting a running back, 56% want to keep Nelson Agholor.
Nuts.
What is going on here with this? Nuts. The difference between Jordan Matthews and Nelly, they're different wide receivers. They're different players. I probably would take Nelly first just because he does have the capability of big plays, but it's not that big of a difference, man. Not that big a difference at all. All right, we're asking you, 888-729-9494. Nelson Agholor at 9 or signing a guy like Jordan Matthews and then using the money for Tevin Coleman? You'd have more money left over with $9 million. You can get a backup guard or something like that, Ike. The Eagles officially have signed Malik Jackson. Is that correct? It's come down. And yep. Nick Foles officially to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep.
He's going to wear number 7.
Number 7?
Yep.
Who the hell has number 9?
Their punter.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, but isn't that such a selfless thing like that Nick would do?
I think it's the wrong thing. The last time he switched numbers, things went terrible.
Deshaun still, he even said he's working on getting 10 back.
Yeah.
He said it at the airport.
Yeah. Gonna slide him I don't know what you slide him. A nice watch?
Something.
Yeah, slide him a nice watch. A
couple CDs from Jackpot Records.
Damn Jackpot Record CDs.
And just to update you guys on what's going on around the league, all the deals are becoming official as we speak. Joe Flacco going to Denver. The OBJ trade's official. Earl Thomas is official. Malik Jackson's official. All these deals are official, and it does look like Nelson Agholor has been capped at $9.4 million.
Did anybody back out of their deals?
It doesn't look like that yet.
I love when that happens. Yeah, he is Nelson Agholor, unless there's a trade that's going to happen. And by the way, they can trade him whenever they want to. He's just now guaranteed his salary. Eagles could have cut him today. None of his salary is guaranteed until when the league opened for business, and that was 5 minutes ago. 888-729-9494. Nelson Agholor is a nice player. I like Nelly. Thank you for everything you did in the Super Bowl season. But he's not that good of a player.
Well, here's the thing. It's not even so much as he's not that good of a player. It's that he's not replaceable. It's not that he's irreplaceable. And if moving on from his salary will allow you to sign a running back, or keeping him prevents you from signing a running back, to me, that's not good.
All right, let's go to Matt, Northeast Philly. Hi, Matt.
Yo, leave Nelly alone.
Hello?
Yeah, leave Nelly alone, man.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I'm not having it.
Okay, well, what aren't you having?
What do you mean?
Look, I mean, I know that you're saying he maybe underperformed at certain times. He showed some explosiveness here and there. Just remember, last year, a lot of our wide receivers were struggling. And now that you have D-Jack's back to open it up a bit, now he's going to go nuts in that mid-range. And then you have – so you've got such a great complex variety of wide receivers now because you still have Nelly, and now you have D-Jax, and of course you still have
who's your running back this year? Who's your running back this year?
You could go by committee just as you did when we won the Super Bowl, and or just draft effectively as many teams have done before. This whole like
have the Eagles drafted? But hang on a second. Hang on a second. The Eagles haven't drafted well running backs. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right?
They've done decent enough to get contributions. Granted, they haven't drafted anybody
who
had long-term success. You had Josh Adams deliver in...
He wasn't drafted,
in,
but...
In bits and pieces last year.
Oh, stop.
You had Corey Clement undrafted. Well, okay, so we're talking about whether they're technically drafted or undrafted, regardless.
Matt, are they good? Are they good enough to be your starting running back, with all due respect to those guys?
Not the feature or
okay,
whatever you want to call feature back.
But Matt,
we've got time to go though, and it doesn't have to come at the expense of Nelson Aguilar. There's still time to go, and plenty of options out there. We haven't even hit the draft yet, and seeing how creative how he's been. I mean,
nah, this is just Matt. You know what this is?
We just nailed all these players in rapid succession, and yet we're still like, oh, but where's our running back? Where's our running back? We won the Super Bowl with. You know, an assembly of quarterbacks. Granted, you had some that were more potent than the ones we have now. But this idea that, like, we have to sacrifice now something that we have.
Who's getting the carries, though? Who's getting the carries next year?
And Nelson Aguilar is not a huge strength. Why are you just making stuff up? When was Nelson ever a huge strength?
He's got speed. He's demonstrated.
Are you giving me his attributes? I'm asking you, when was he a strength? When was he a huge strength? He's never been more than the third option in this offense.
And now what option would
he
be this year?
He's never been more than the third option. I like Nelson when you have all the other areas filled.
I like Nelson when he's making $2 million a year, too.
When you're talking about making $9 million a year as opposed to having a running back and a $9 million for a guy who's your third best wide receiver. And if I want to throw Zach Ertz in there, he's the fourth best.
Well, I mean, really,
stop it with this.
Zachary's a big wide receiver.
Stop it with this Nelson love because of the Super Bowl. Stop it. Every last one of you wanted to get rid of them before they won the Super Bowl. Stop it.
So here's what you can do with Nelson.
Stop it with the Nelson stuff. You got to. Here's how much Howie thinks about Nelson. He was willing to give up a second round pick for Amari Cooper.
True.
Until the Cowboys gave up a first round pick for him. And he gave up a third round pick. For somebody who plays the exact same position, on top of he brought in Jordan Matthews, who plays the same position. Like, what are y'all talking about? What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, we wasted a third-round pick because Nelly didn't.
Exactly.
He was given an opportunity.
You want to give me all these excuses as to why Nelson didn't do well this last year? I want to hear that nonsense. If he's so great and he's worth $9 million, then it should have been evident. When did he take over?
He didn't.
When did he become the featured guy?
So now he's on the books, guaranteed almost 9.4. They could extend his contract. I don't think that's likely because you'd have to pay him.
I would rather them do that.
A significant contract, though.
Listen, if it's going to lower his salary cap number, if they are going to keep him, listen, they may have him to trade him.
They might.
You know, that's
they can also trade him, too.
Yeah, they may have him to trade him.
Because if they release them, they're on the hooks. It's a guaranteed salary
and if
now.
If you guys want an idea of how much that is, $9.4 million, here are other Eagles players that make more than $6 million. Lane's at 7, Carson's at about 8.5, Bradham's at about 9, Aguilar's at about 9.5, D-Jax, Jason Peters, and Malcolm all in the 10-11 range, as is Fletch, Brandon Brooks, too, and then Zach Ertz and Alshon Jeffrey are the two highest-paid cap-wise players on the team. So those are the players.
The highest-paid cap players.
Dude, what is Zach Ertz's cap?
12.
My head is about to explode. My head is about to explode. I got a tight end with a $12 million cap hit? And you want me to have a fourth receiver to have a $9 million cap hit? Come on, man.
On top of Deshaun and...
On top of Deshaun and Alshon. And we drafted a tight end in the second round last year.
888-729-9494.
You guys sitting up here yelling about the fourth or fifth best receiver on the team making $9 million. Stop it, man. You want to win or you want to keep living in 2017 about the Super Bowl? Do you want to win another Super Bowl or do you want to keep reliving Super Bowl 52?
Well,
I mean, my goodness, man.
All the Nelly fans stepped to the table at 888-729-9494.
Hell, I'm okay with overpaying Brandon. He's a starter. Nelson is the fourth best receiving option.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.